It's time for Outdoors with Luke Clayton on your station, 88.9 KETR.
Well, folks, it is your old buddy Luke Clayton, and it is time for us to spend about 15 minutes here on KETR and tune everybody up in Northeast Texas into some fishing and hunting information. What we want to do first, I want to clue you in on a red-hot place to go catch a bunch of big channel catfish, and that's Lake Fork. Now, most of you that listen to our show, or I'll say all of you, have heard Seth Vanover, who guides down at Fork. Seth's been our guest many times. Seth is on the line today, and he and just about anybody that's tuned in to the few facts are catching lots and lots of channel catfish at Lake Fork. Is that right, Seth?
It is unbelievable what's going on right now at Lake Fork with the channel cat.
You've been fishing Fork a long time for trophy bass with live bait and, you know, crappie, and for catfish for many years. You were telling me this is the best year that you've ever seen for big size channel cat, and also for numbers, right?
It really is. I mean, the numbers are there. And we're catching just 120 quart cooler full of anywhere from two. Our biggest here lately has been 13-pound catfish. Now, granted, we ain't catching a lot of 13s, but we're catching just buckets and buckets of 3, 4, 5, 6-pound channel cat.
That's really the most awesome eating in fresh water, I think, right there. Man, that's just primo. You know, a pound and a half channel cat's really, really good eating. But the thing about it, a 4 or 5 pounder, that fillet is 4 or 5 times bigger, isn't it? You know?
It is, and it tastes just as good.
Yeah.
And there's just more of it.
Exactly, exactly. Now, you were telling me that different water depths, you have them patterned pretty well down there now, Seth, where if you, the shallower water, as a general rule, is where you're catching smaller fish, you know, 2 pounders, and you've got the big ones. If you want to catch the 4 to 6 pounders with regularity, you're moving into some 30-foot water, right?
That's right. I've got the different size of fish nailed in different depths right now. When anywhere from 18 to about 22, we can go catch as many pound and a half and 2 pound channel cats as your heart desires. And then we're moving out to 30, even sometimes 40 feet. Mm-hmm. I mean, we're fishing some deep water right now, and that's where the big channel cat are hanging out right now.
Man, well, now, the different baits that you're using, kind of go over what you would recommend as far as baits.
Anything right now, a good blood bait works good. You know, I'm a fan, always been a fan of chicken livers. I use chicken livers a lot. I also use a good cheese bait that's made here locally.
Mm-hmm.
That's real good. It's right now the bite is so hot, you can drop anything down there right now. But those are my two go-to baits, is the cheese bait and my livers.
I'm with you. Well, you know how I like to fish. I like to catch lots of fish, and the bigger the better. If I was down there, Seth, and I wanted to catch some of these 4 to 6 pounders with an occasional bigger one, the bigger channel cat, let's say, you'd send me out to, you said, to some 30-foot, maybe 35-foot water. Now, will I be looking for water necessarily close to creek channels, or is what would tip me off as to which 30-foot water I'd want to fish?
The best water we've been fishing have been in deep flats. Mm-hmm. Really, that are adjacent to shallower water.
Mm-hmm.
This particular area I've got nailed right now with some big fish in it. We're fishing in 32 foot, and 50 yards away, it's 10 feet. It's a steep, steep drop. And it's really not that much. We don't have that much timber around us. We have just some scattered timber.
Mm-hmm.
And that seems to be key right now. Usually it's the more timber, the more fish, but that ain't the case right now. It's sparse timber in that deep water adjacent to some real shallow water.
Okay. And a lot of times we as fishermen, when we say shallow close to deep or deep close to shallow, you know, we're relating to channels, but that's not it either, is it? It's not necessarily a creek channel. It's just shallower water, maybe up close to the bank or whatever.
Right.
And where a deep flat comes, where the two contours converge, right? I mean,
that's it. You know, I mean, it's a steep drop where we're fishing, but we're out on where it plateaus out into the level bottom.
Mm-hmm.
And then, you know, I mean, 220 yards away is when it starts to rise.
Mm-hmm.
We're out there on that, on the, where the drop plateaus out.
I'm with you. Now, are you sticking with that 4-aught?
Yes, sir.
Hook?
Yeah,
uh-huh.
It's a 4-aught hook, and we've been fishing so deep lately, we're just putting a little bitty pinch weight on there to help it get down there faster.
Mm-hmm. Right.
It helps with time more than it does anything.
Gets the bait on
as soon
down.
As it hits bottom, you take your slack out. 9.9 times out of 10, there's already a fish on it.
Oh, my gosh. Now, are they attacking the baits pretty hard? Are they thumping it as a rule?
That nibble that we had a couple of weeks ago, a month ago, that's gone away. They try to take the rod out of your hands right now.
And a 6 or 7 pound channel cat, if you're fishing light tackle, boy, he pretty much do that, can he?
He can. If you ain't paying attention, that 6 pounder will rip it right out of your hand.
He will. Folks, we're visiting with guide Seth Vanover down at Fort. Seth guides down there for right now. I know you're concentrating a lot, Seth, on the channel cat, but I know you also run the trophy bass trips with the big perch, don't you?
Oh yeah, we've been sneaking a couple of those trips in here lately. Those have not been disappointing lately either.
yeah. Well, the main thing though, for a person that wants to come and fish and catch a bunch of fish to eat, the channel cat in the size you're catching, my gosh, you can fill some gallon Ziploc freezer bags up quickly with them, and there's the makings of some really good fish fries, isn't it? You know.
Yeah, if you got a fish fry coming up, come on out. I can send you home with 3-4 gallon bags chock full of fillets
of those good channel catfish fillets at that. Seth, I'd like for folks to connect with you on Facebook and on your website, and then I'd like you to leave a number if somebody just has some questions for you on Fork. I know that you'll readily answer them, help any folks any way you can. How do they connect with you?
You bet. My website is lakeforkcatandcrappie.com, or if you're on Facebook, you can search that same name and it'll pop right up, or you can give me a call anytime at 903-736-4557.
Well, Seth, I'm going to let you catch your breath and get rested up for this next run that you're about to head out on. And, fishing the way you're doing it, it's fishing's always fun, but I do believe that by the time you're catching them and cleaning them and then you got another trip the next day, it runs into a little bit of work, but it's good work, isn't it?
Oh, it's so much fun, especially when we get the kiddos out there.
Yeah.
And you got these 5 and 6 year old kids. Daddy, I can't get it, Daddy.
I know.
It's a blast.
It is. Well, we'll touch base with you real soon, Seth, and let you keep us tuned in. How about it?
All right, buddy.
Well, folks, let's shift gears a little bit over to hunting. Guess who's right across the campfire from me right now? Mr. Larry Wysoon, Mr. Whitetail. Larry, thanks for joining us up here in Northeast Texas, buddy.
Absolutely. I'll tell you what, you live in one of my favorite parts of the country.
It's nice up here. You know, I was raised up in Red River County, and right here on KETR every week, twice a week, we get to talk outdoors, hunting and fishing, and you know, it's a real honor to have you on the show. We don't get you much on KETR, but I know you stay real busy, but it's nice to have you, and you are just back from Australia, aren't you, Larry?
Absolutely. I had an opportunity to go down there, was invited to be a speaker at their version of the SHOT Show, and the Port of the Bill was while there. They were going to take me on a buffalo hunt up in Arnhem Land, the very northern part of Australia, and always wanted to go to Australia, so it was a perfect opportunity to travel that far south many, many hours, and had an absolutely great time with the people down there, and was able to go into the northern part of Australia, and as I said, in the area called Arnhem Land, which is pretty much still populated by the local Aboriginals, and hunt buffalo in one of those areas to help shoot a couple of buffalo for meat for the local tribes, and then also to get for one really big one that I was able to take that very last afternoon. And had just an absolutely great time. Part of all this was we're going to pull some of that footage for, this is actually going to be for a segment that we're doing for Trailing the Hunter's Month for 2015. And of course, right now my show too is running on Sportsman Channel on Saturdays, Thursdays, and Fridays as well. So, hopefully some of the viewers out there have had an opportunity already to see the show. It debuted on July the 5th, and probably the best time to watch it is 8:30 in our local time here in Texas on Saturday morning. So hopefully people have a chance to look at it.
You bet. Well, I know, and you know, Larry, you've got lots and lots of fans up in Northeast Texas, and you know you're kind of a fixture in the outdoor world for all of us Texans. You've been writing about the outdoors and doing TV shows, and you worked for Texas Parks and Wildlife, you know, way before that. But we're proud that you can take time to be on the show with us. Larry, we have had a tremendous amount of way more rain than we've seen in the last two or three years. Everything is lush up here, and I've seen around my house on a little small scale, the fawn crop looks good. I'm seeing does with one and two fawns now. So I think the rain should be a boost to the wildlife up here, Larry.
The rain has been an absolutely great boost for the wildlife, not just for the white-tailed deer in terms of fawns, but also in terms of antler development. We're really getting some reports of some people seeing some really good antlers at this stage. But, you know, also because of the rains, we've had a really good increase again in our survival rates of both quail and wild turkeys. And, of course, the rainfall has also tremendously helped a lot of the non-king species, particularly the habitat as a whole as well. And as long as that habitat's in healthy shape, all wildlife benefits.
That's true. And, you know, the reason for that, one of the big things is survival for fawns and turkey poults. And, you know, up in Northeast Texas, we don't have the Rios, but a lot of work, as you well know, has gone into the restocking of the eastern turkey. And there's some strongholds. Our buddy Mike Ford up there in Red River County, his place is one of the, well, his area of Red River County, there's probably more turkeys, eastern turkey, than maybe anywhere. And they've recently been restocking more back in the winter. So, but that weeds and all the growth that comes up, that gives the young a way to escape, doesn't it?
It really does. It provides, you know, escape cover, but it provides food in terms of seed and forage as well. But also, particularly in terms of the bird species like quail and doves and particularly quail and turkeys, the insect population. When we have a really good spring and summer insect population, that really boosts that food supply and really increases the survivability of those little ones in terms of the bird species. But again, there's food and there's cover, and the rainfall has come at a most ideal time this year. Is really setting us up for an absolutely great year for wildlife across the board, not just for the game species, but for all the other game species. And again, the habitat itself. That habitat is so important in terms of having variety, in terms of having for food and cover for everything that's there. So we've been really blessed this year.
You bet. Folks, our guest is Larry Wysoon, Mr. Whitetail, a good friend of mine. And you know, Larry, I really, really do appreciate you visiting with us some, and maybe before long we'll get you back here on KETR and let you say hello to all your buddies and friends up here in Northeast Texas. I know that you've got a lot of them, and I've been with you enough out that I know you like this part of the world, don't you?
I really do. Like I said, it's one of my favorite parts of the state of Texas and part of the world. And to have a chance to be with you and be with some of those folks up there in that part of the state is a blessing. So I hope we can get back together. I'd truly be honored to do so.
Well, we'll do it, and I'll remind everyone else again, Larry, Trailing the Hunter's Moon on the Sportsman's Channel. Folks can tune in right there and watch all your adventures, not only in Australia, but back here in Texas. We'll get you back soon, buddy, and thanks again.
Thank you, sir.
Well, folks, that wraps our show up today. I really appreciate you tuning in. Today's show was made possible by the Dallas Safari Club, Smokintex Electric Smokers, Air Force Air Guns, Night Sight, Margaret Home Seasoned Canned Goods, Shockstrap, Sun Optics USA, Sniper Hog Lights, Raptor Razor, and Snaplock Hunting Blinds. Tune in this time next week, and we're going to have some more fun talking hunting and fishing.
Luke Clayton has been addicted to everything outdoors since his childhood. He grew up hunting and fishing in rural Northeast Texas. Luke pens a weekly newspaper column that appears in over 50 newspapers. For videos, archived newspaper articles, and more information, visit catfishradio.com. This has been Outdoors with Luke Clayton on your station, 889-KETR.